This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So I'm standing there with Zach Knighton from Happy Endings. And Animal from the Muppets.
Oh, yes.
And you know, we're in court because we're on trial for assaulting a kid.
Right.
And I'm obviously cool as a cucumber.
Yeah.
And I see
vehicular
that.
Assault.
Yeah. Okay. It was so... Well, you know the whole story, but it was so stupid.
So slow.
It was like, yes.
Very slow.
We barely, well. Yeah. It wasn't even, there wasn't even an engine in the car.
Yeah.
So like, is that really assault?
Right.
But anyway.
You dragged it up. I mean, I don't want to adjudicate this kid, but you drag the car up to the top of a hill.
Uh-huh.
With another car.
Yeah.
And then cut the ropes. But this hill had a, it was like not really a hill, had a very, very slow incline.
It was, the incline was like barely, I mean, you know, you need a friggin' carpenter's level to tell that it was even.
Right.
Do you know those tools?
Yeah, it's, yeah. Don't drink it. Don't drink the carpenter's level.
No, I know. Yeah, that I always have to remind myself. But I, so anyway, I'm cool as a cucumber.
Yeah.
I've been in this situation a million times.
Yeah.
And Zach starts to get nervous.
Mm.
And I don't know if he just like, on Happy Endings, if they never prepared him for anything like this, but he's getting froggy, looking like he going jump.
Yeah.
And so I turn to him and I'm like, stay calm, Zach. And I can see he's going to rat me out.
Yeah, he's gonna
like. I can just
he's
tell.
Roll up on you.
He's gonna roll up on me and try to make a deal for himself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want a sick animal on him.
Right. Animal, meanwhile, is not like in the courtroom. There's nobody controlling him, so he is just kind of.
It's
limp.
A limp Muppet. Yeah, it's a limp Muppet, just sort of on the desk, and it looks sad.
Right.
So I don't want a sick animal on him.
And you had put to like kind of make him seem like he's doing something. There's that cup of water there, and you had sort of put his hand in the water like he's like drinking the water, but he is just kind of absorbing it.
Yes. Well, and also to say that like everyone was mad at me. Animal was driving the car. You know?
Yeah. He was definitely draped over the steering wheel.
he was driving it, Hayes. If anyone was,
no,
he was.
I'm defending you.
Yeah. So I don't want to have to sick animal on him, but I'm starting to see like this dude, you know, is gonna roll up on me, and so I finally say the word. I whisper in Animal's ear. I've got to get really low down to do it. The judge is like, "What are you doing?" I'm telling him to mind his business.
Yeah. What's the word?
Drums? I don't know, but. You know, obviously, Animal's unhappy. He's got a short temper. He slaps Zach Knighton.
Yeah.
You know.
With a wet.
With the wet water hand. And it knocked dude's goatee clear off.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names on the red carpet land back hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up, what up?
Let's talk about this. Let's confront this head on.
Let's just deal with it.
A couple weeks ago, Brandon Wardell was on the show, this cute boy.
Cute, sweet boy.
And he was on the show being a sweetie.
Yeah.
And he mentioned that he had never seen Stranger Things, TV
okay.
show. TV show, it's online. It's a computer TV show. There's kids. There's ghosts.
It's a computer show.
There's
people, you know. People can know it or they can't.
There's parents. There's
so,
the police.
Yeah. So, and there's a monster. And so Brandon didn't know what it was. So Hayes very innocently suggested that Brandon should get up on that.
And then we did an episode of Get Up On This.
By accident.
Yes. We just sort of fell into doing an episode of a different show.
Slip, trip, fell, landed in a get up on this episode and accidentally crushed it with a great episode of the show. So then we get, bring, bring, it's a phone call.
Yeah.
Jensen Karp is here. Jensen, hey, this hey is when guys. You're in the story.
Yeah, no worries. I feel like this is my place to come in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, tell us a little bit about what you felt when you heard us doing Get Up on this.
Well, you had mentioned me before in the past, like mm-hmm. in passing, just like a name here or there. And I felt somewhat honored to be said by you guys. But to bring the show into it and then the attacks felt a little more personal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I felt like maybe it was time you could put a face to sort of the name.
Right.
Yeah. And meet me because I felt that you guys, I mean, like using the show was rough.
I can right. see how that would be tough for you.
Yeah, it was good because it was like the bummer is that it was semi-good.
That it was, I mean, mm-hmm. let's say it.
It could have been better than some of our episodes. Yes. I'm not saying all of them. I'm saying like 70%.
It was probably right. in the top, how many episodes get up on this?
We have over 260.
Okay, so it was probably in the top 10.
Right.
So you're saying that there were 255 episodes that are worse than the few minutes you guys did of our show? Because I agree with you if that's what you're saying. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm driving at. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then yeah,
and we're I'm
all
being
on the,
nice.
We're all on the same page.
And we did successfully at the end. This is my understanding of your show from what I've listened to. You have never gotten someone up on anything on your show.
I have never.
The intention
has been to get never them worked. Up on it.
I didn't follow you. Now I understand. I do try to get people up on things.
Yes.
But I've technically never got anyone up on
it. At the end, it almost always ends with people being like, they don't leave the studio up on it. Correct.
Yes. They leave it there and walk away.
They say,
away.
I don't understand. I don't want to.
Yeah. There's mm-hmm. no need for me to keep this.
Yes. But we did at the end, Brandon. But we didn't put this on the show. Brandon was like, oh, I am up on the show now. And I'm going to. And now I love the show.
And he binged it during the second. If you notice, he's pretty quiet during the second half of the episode.
He's watching it on his phone.
Stranger Things.
And I will say
that's why he's not saying anything.
I do want to admit that I think that Stranger Things became more popular because you guys got people up on it at the time you did.
It's starting to blow up.
Starting to blow up because
we did sort of learn about it. Because, you know, I have this little cousin, Sam, and he's one of the engineers, and he actually is really smart with computers, so mm-hmm. I'll get some of these shows early.
And it has a season 2 now because of the mention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't want, and I didn't mean to start beef with Brandon Wardell just now, just saying, you know, that he's quiet in the second half of the show, and he's not really saying anything, and like, that's like, I'm taking a shot at that dude. And it's like, no, we're just always trying to get everyone up on stuff.
I'm okay with having just sort of an endless cycle of you and Brandon where...
Just back and forth. Now he's like, I heard you with Jensen. And then we say something to Brandon that then you're like, oh, I heard you with Brandon, you know, and then we have you guys back and forth. That could be easier for us than booking new guests every week,
which would be really nice.
Do you guys need me to block out biweekly? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, if we could just get a bunch at once, that would be great.
I'll guess what he's going to say about me.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I understand.
Just so you know, the engineer, Sam, this is not engineer.
Correct,
Sam.
Yes.
This guy is Brett.
Yes.
What's that food?
What is it?
Yes.
It's a breakfast burrito. I'm very sorry to eat. Do you want a bite? I'm Brett, by the way.
Yeah.
We've met
before, yeah.
Yeah.
Offered him a bite.
Breakfast burrito.
It is a breakfast.
Yeah, it's in breakfast. Brett's fist.
Yeah, Brett fist burrito.
It's mm-hmm. a Brett's fist burrito.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I see you guys treat everyone the same.
Did the
mm-hmm. including ourselves.
Yeah.
Does this bother anyone?
That what? You're eating a breakfast burrito?
Yeah.
What is the sauce?
Stinking
what is the
up
sauce?
The studio?
What is you have a side sauce?
Is that House of Blues brand hot sauce? I know you like music.
Yes, it is. It's House of Blues, like BB King sauce.
Oh yeah!
Wow.
Okay, like BBQ
hot
sauce,
hot licks sauce. Yeah.
Oh wow!
House of Blues, BB King's,
BB King's hot licks,
Margaritaville.
Okay.
Sauce.
Hard Rock Cafe.
Well, that's a big sauce to have.
Why are there so many music restaurants?
Yeah, why do you have so many restaurants in your sauce?
I'm big into music. I'm a music guy. I can't help it. It's just like I'm just drawn to it.
What a clean brand. What a really clear, clean brand.
Now, I do want to talk about your shirt.
Okay.
Which says, it's a Brett thing you wouldn't understand.
Could you try to at least get me up on it a little bit?
Yes.
Please.
Oh, sure.
So let's actually, okay, you, I mean, wait, go I to sleep for a second.
Pause.
Go to sleep.
Yeah,
sleep
bring mode. Bring
okay.
it back.
Okay.
We're going to be getting each other up on this during let's this
both,
episode.
Let's both do the show. You know, if instead of like fighting over who was going to do get up on this.
He did it. He did it for a long time. Then we did it. Now we're good at doing it. Now he's going to try and do it again. Let's just like, we'll both do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Team up.
We'll hopefully learn a lot.
Right.
Yes.
And
team up, but also we'll do it separately.
And then we'll decide at the end who gets to keep the show.
Well, that's not teaming up at all. That's technically battling.
No, it's like
we'll
teaming
team up,
up
against each other.
Right.
Seems competitive.
Right. Well, we'll just see who wins.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not teaming up.
We'll cooperatively decide who's going to win.
Okay.
Yeah.
By teaming up in a battle against one another.
Right.
Now, Brett, you can start and sort of ease us in, and we'll both be blowing you out of the water because you're a joke. And just get us up on this T-shirt of yours.
Okay. Well, the first thing you'll notice, probably right out the gate, is my name is on it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'll let you.
Yeah.
Let that sink in for a second. My name is on this shirt.
Yeah. And so now it's making me think.
You found it like that?
Yeah.
Or did it come from some sort of Brett store?
You wouldn't believe if I told you. If you want to hear the story.
Please.
Okay.
It's pretty crazy.
Okay.
Get us up on it.
I was on the computer, and I was just doing my thing, and I look.
Wait. Don't skip over
doing my thing.
Don't skip over your thing.
Tell us a little about your thing.
My thing is like I turn on the computer, I open the box, I touch the numbers and the letters.
Mm-hmm.
And then a Brett store is on the computer.
What part?
It's just Brett everything. I'm eating a breakfast burrito. I'm wearing a Brett shirt. It's really going well for me.
Are we technically getting people up on the Brett store or your shirt?
Well, the shirt is, I think, maybe the first. I think once people see the shirt, there's going to be a lot more Brett stuff going on.
I thought you meant a lot more Brett.
So what was in the store originally was a breakfast burrito and this shirt.
I didn't get
the House of Blues BB King hot lick sauce.
Can I ask you something about about the shirt?
Yes.
What is it that I wouldn't understand?
Well, that's
the Have
thing.
We said
you
what the shirt
understand.
Says?
No, but like try to explain it to
Please.
Me.
Please.
There's just a thing when you're a Brett that through life. I mean, you go through life and people come at you with all sorts of different angles and they just don't get it.
Okay.
So
they
the
don't
shirt
get
says
what it's like.
The shirt says it's a Brett thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
You wouldn't understand.
You wouldn't understand.
And so what the Brett thing is it's just people are coming at you with stuff?
Yeah, with all sorts of like criticisms and like
you face a lot of criticism?
I could see that.
I mean like art critics, is that
what
you
mean?
I mean,
like what do people say? Like what are they challenging you about?
Oh, just like I fucked up their podcast and just
What happened?
It took too long to explain your shirt.
Yeah.
I have a real question. I do have a real question. What happens when you run into another Brett and you're wearing that shirt?
Oh, wow.
Like,
well,
like Brett Gelman.
Brett Gelman.
Great example.
We actually just saw each other the other day.
Were you wearing
the
shirt?
Was he wearing the shirt?
We had a big laugh.
What about Brett Butler?
He wasn't. Brett Butler. The baseball player
no,
or the
Grace
comedian?
Under Fire, right?
No, Grace Under Fire.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what her Brett thing is, to be honest.
Well, it's sexual harassment. She like got,
who's the Brett Butler, the baseball player?
She like got in a lot
he
of
used
trouble.
To, Dodgers, Brett Butler and Dodgers used to and play on the Giants, and then and he Dodgers. Traded to.
Well, he didn't trade himself. They traded him.
Yeah.
He traded to.
Hold on.
I'm trading to another team.
Can't stand
Announcement.
It. New city.
You guys aren't
like
Brett.
The food there.
You guys aren't Brett's. It's obvious.
What about would George Brett understand a Brett thing?
That's a great question.
Great question.
Was it one T or two T's?
It's two T's.
Two T's. Yeah.
Then okay. He might get it.
So Brett Hart would not get
he's
it.
Not. Oh, he's in the dark.
No. The one T Brett's, they get it less than,
yeah,
than anyone. Any
but they're closer than a Hayes.
No.
Oh.
Oh.
They're that far.
Whoa.
Logic here doesn't make sense.
Why not?
Well, it's just one T off. He might get a little of it, but not all of it.
You get 80%.
You would
80%
think if
it.
You're not a Brett, if you're not a 2T Brett.
Yeah.
So that was green.
So that was Brett.
That was an episode of Brett Up on This. Oof. That is not a good show.
Yeah, oof. That we definitely don't want to do. And so then he loses this round, and ding, ding, it's round two.
Yeah.
And so what we'll do is, who should get someone up on something first?
Well, how do you decide on your show?
Well, technically the hosts go first, and then okay. the guest would go.
Well, I've got one, so I'd like to get you guys up on this.
Okay.
Could y'all get up on Devious Maids? Hello? The maids are freaking being so sneaky. And really, if you think about it, they're in the house when you're not home, you know? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of time to be devious. And really, you got to start watching it. It's on maybe USA or some other channel.
Okay.
And it's in the cable. And you can watch it through the wires of your TV show. And when you're doing it, Mark Cherry... So
that's a great way, just for you, Jensen, as you think about how to do your show.
The tone was better than my tone.
The enthusiasm is great.
You can tell I love it.
The polite, but, you know, very
polite,
excited
but assertive
request to get up on it.
Getting the message across.
Yes.
But being friendly at it.
And then do you have any questions for me about Devious Maids?
Yeah.
Oh.
I've never watched Devious Maids, so I cannot. This is actually getting me up on.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
What are the maids doing? What is so devious?
They're probably diverse.
Question. You're also saying probably, which means you might not have seen Devious Maids.
Well, I've certainly seen it more than you have.
Clearly.
Although no, I haven't watched it. But just the fact that I brought it up lets you know, like, this guy's kind of. Yeah, has
it. Is Devious Maid still on the air right now?
Well, okay, this is another great question. This is maybe something we should be asking Brett.
This is a good question.
I knew you guys would come back to the
Brett. In mid-bite of the breakfast burrito.
What was the question?
If Devious Maid is still
Devious
on the air.
Is Devious Maid still on?
Oh, I can... computer that
I can pivot to mistresses if you want, because we have had one of the mistresses on the show. Wait, and they seem like the same sort of show to me.
Mistresses is with the girl from Lost with Sun.
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
okay.
And you can do that on our version of Get Up On This.
I understand it, like a half, like a get up on and then a half.
You can shift to something else and then pretend that's what you were talking about from the beginning.
If you realize, oh wow, I have nowhere to go with Devious Maids,
I
have seen like two episodes of Mistresses.
Audible.
One cool thing happening on Mistresses right now is they've got Jerry O'Connell and everyone on the show, like every woman on the show has to be like, oh my God. Like every time he leaves, it's like he's like the hottest fucking stud they've ever seen. I don't know if it's in his contract.
A lot of episodes, but I think we may have had Jerry O'Connell and Get Up On This, which is now the bit eating itself, but I'm fine.
Well, look, he was on a show that I was writing for, and he seems like a nice good times guy, but we can admit that he's past his prime in terms of being like...
Okay, well, that's next week.
Well, now, the show, get ready for that call.
What did you unsuccessfully get him up on?
The Jerry O'Connell?
Yeah.
Probably Devious Maids.
Oh, okay. No.
Probably the same.
Wow.
I do think we it's always funny when we have someone like Jerry on the show and I get them up on some like 18-year-old rap group on Fairfax and he just pretends he knows what I'm talking about and that he's interested enough. But no, I think that's a better get up on than what I did for Jerry.
Well, Jerry is on the show. They've got him. And all the Devious Mistresses. Yeah.
So Devious Maids is canceled.
Okay, great. But we're doing Mistresses now.
Okay.
Jess McCollum was on
Brett,
our
if
show.
If we could please just keep up with the show that we're doing.
Just shut up and let's talk about Mistresses.
It is hard to compete with your Get Up On This when technically there are no rules. You just can change at any moment.
There's one rule. You can change whenever you want. Jess McCollum was on our show and she's on that show.
Yes.
So... think about it, Jensen. Okay. Are you getting up on it?
I mean, I have to. Yes, I will. I 100% will. I mean, it's canceled, so I have to purchase it on iTunes, but I will get up on it, yeah.
Mistresses isn't canceled, and Jess's storyline on that right now is she's taking a self-defense class, and her Australian lover doesn't like it.
You really are selling it.
Yep.
Okay. Well, it's a good
start. And he's hot.
The instructor.
Well, here's the thing. In a world where this instructor is interacting with these people, for them to be going gaga over Jerry O'Connell, it's like, well, this guy's like just like a supermodel. And Jerry's like a very handsome, established actor.
Distinguished man, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not but like...
He's not like this Australian lover of Jess's on the show. Mamma mia. So now you're up on Devious Mistresses.
That's a really good example of getting you up on basically two things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever done that on your show.
Never done that. No, that's why this is hard to compete with.
Two things at the same time.
Yeah, this is difficult. But now
do you want to see another?
It would technically be your turn.
Okay. Hey, I'm thinking you gotta get up on this. Typing with one finger.
I have a quick question about your show. Just a quick one. Do you guys think we do it as Mario from Mario Kart? Because both times you've been like, it's a me. And you do like a real opening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you guys heard me do that?
No, what you kind of like slide into it, right?
Well, I mean, I think I have a Kermit-y voice as it is.
Well, this can be an interesting discussion about race. What I think Sean was doing. Sean said "ayo" at the beginning, and then kind of ran away from that version of it. And I think I was doing sort of a Rasta guy mixed with, it's like nine parts water, one part Rasta like, man.
Do you want me to do like my Rasta guy?
Basically, yes.
Like Informer Snow.
Yes.
Got it.
This is super a thing where down Rasta I can guy. Give you a Rasta guy key phrase to sort of bring you back to the accent if you want it.
Okay. I don't want to really do the accent, but I can maybe do the phrase in like a super watered down way.
Okay.
Boop slid team.
Okay. Well, see, I don't want to do that.
Really?
Well, yes, that seems.
But I'll be like, "Hey, yo, everybody, ride on the bobsled team." You know, just like just a little bit of it there.
Uh-huh.
That's Dice Clay. You're doing Dice Clay.
And see, now this misconception about the difference between Italians and Jamaicans. It's interesting. It's a good conversation. Anyway, typing with one finger is easier. You can take your time to find all the different keys. You can switch fingers. You can use your thumb.
Yeah.
I see everyone doing this and like, you know, where are we trying to get to so fast with all these different fingers?
You're saying on a computer.
Yes. And then you can do or whatever you want to type on.
Okay.
And then you can do other stuff with the other
by bread shirts.
Fingers.
Well, and I like to pretend that my hand is a chicken and my finger's the beak.
Yes, and so you can actually have it be your friend or essentially a pet. You could have
your hand be a pet.
Your hand be a smart pet who is finding stuff for you on the computer.
Typing for you, like you're sort of instructing this chicken, like here's a word I want to see on the screen.
Yeah.
Right.
And the chicken's, you know.
And he's searching for the eggs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, this is a get up on.
And now you're up on it.
Yeah.
So you're saying, you said that the other hand does things. What is it?
Whatever you want to do.
Give it, like, what is it? What are you doing? What are you
waving?
Because as a good get up on it, wait, just waving?
Well, the other thing is I see my friends.
Well, maybe we want
to. I'm trying to do it all the time, like with both hands. I see my friends.
This could be a great moment to get you up on the Alanis Morissette song, One Hand in My Pocket, because she has a lot of things that your hand could do.
So this is what happens on your get up on this. So you guys do get up ons, but then throw in other get up on.
Well, you had a question, and it seems like you don't know what a hand could do.
Right.
Meanwhile, I'm getting you up on this fairly new song.
Well, that's incredible.
That is, it's a modern song, and she's listing so many things that one of her hands can do. First of all, it could just be in your pocket, and she's okay with that.
Right. Yeah.
And the other one's typing with one finger. But then you also could be smoking a cigarette, playing piano.
Yeah.
Right.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Throwing a peace sign.
A
lot of get up ons. I get it.
Yeah. So listen to that. Jensen, do you want to get us up on anything?
I mean, yeah, I feel like it would, because now it would be the guest turn, and then we go back. So you would each have one more, no?
Right, but now this is your show.
Yeah, now it's me, and I have to battle against yours.
No, so now you are the host.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Hey, yo! Guys, it's time to...
I'm liking this.
It's time to get up on a thing that I learned. It's an app that I found out about that I think all you guys might like, and it's called Sleep Talk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Okay. It's called Sleep Talk.
Okay.
And at night, you activate it. Hold on. Okay. So then you activate it, you press the button, and then you leave it on your bed.
Yeah.
And then if you talk, it will start recording it. And then in the morning, it has just a few, I mean, I don't talk all night, but I do like sleep talk very weirdly. But the thing that I think is cool is there's also...
Where do you put the phone?
It's like right next to my bed.
There's not, but I don't have like a thing there.
You have just a bed. There's no, you have no,
and it's not
you
have a no traditional other, bed.
No,
you have no other surface in your room. There's just the bed.
The bed's kind of the whole room.
Yeah.
The bed size takes up the whole room.
Yeah. And it's not like,
is it a Casper?
That would be great.
Ugh. Right. Just a good cross brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kill for a Casper.
Can I just say,
Lisa sucks. Lisa mattresses suck. Sorry, it's true.
This is a get up off.
Yeah, get up off away from this.
Right, Lisa.
Get off Lisa. The Lisa mattresses. Casper only.
Yeah.
You can put your talks online, and then people vote on them, and then there's like a leaders board about who
has the best sleep talk, sleep and is talks. Some of them fake, and that's who wins?
I assume so, because there's not someone who's ever done I Hate That Giraffe.
Can I say this? If Lisa wants to advertise on it...
I hate that stupid giraffe.
That's real.
You think that's real?
Yep, that's definitely real.
I hate that stupid giraffe? Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's my get up on. If you had surfaces in your room, you could then tape yourself sleep talking. And I've said weird shit.
You could. Can you rest it on your belly?
Yes.
I'm using my phone already.
What if you roll over and it falls out the window?
You're using it at night already?
Mm-hmm.
On what?
I'm listening to something on it.
While you're sleeping?
Yeah.
What are you listening to?
Get up on this.
Well, that's why you've gotten so good at it, I assume. Osmosis Jones, the movie with Chris Rock in it.
Osmosis Jones.
You're watching... On the TV is Osmosis Jones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In your headphones.
Silent, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
In your headphones is my podcast while you're sleeping.
Yeah, well, Osmosis Jones is a visual film. Visual delight. Meanwhile, Get Up On This is an audio feast.
Sure.
So
feast.
It actually syncs up.
Oh, like Pink Floyd and the Wizard of Oz.
Every episode
of Get Up On This syncs up with Osmosis Jones.
Yeah. What I think you guys did is you picked a few key moments in Osmosis Jones, like when he splashed through or whatever. And you said, like, at this point, we're going to do a thing.
We have a timer up on the wall for every. And then we hit 22 minutes, and I go, Chris Rock, every time. Mm-hmm. And he's on the screen. His character's on the screen at that time. Or at 36 minutes, I'll say bacteria.
Uh-huh.
Yes. That's seen on the screen.
That I'm one happy you guys, always gets me.
I'm happy you caught that.
Yeah. You only need a couple things to really sync up for people to be like, it matches up.
Right.
Yeah. But on the third lion's roar of Osmosis Jones,
you
I
start
press
my
play
show.
And get up on this.
The third lion roar?
Yeah.
There are three MGM openings on Osmosis Jones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Good to
know.
They
were really proud of that one.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Studios, when they're proud of a film, put
and
their logo
kind of,
on it more
it's
than
It's kind
once.
Of peppered in through the movie.
So I guess like I'm up on sleep talk now, but I can't use it, obviously.
And neither
Hayes
can he.
Can't use it.
So,
the belly discussion was
well, I allow it,
vague.
It vague,
seems
yeah.
like a gray
it's not
per- area.
I can't tell you for sure that you could put it on your belly, which does seem like a lack of research on my part.
Is it going to be plugged in? I mean, aren't you charging it at night? And then the... wires on your belly?
Well, again,
what if you roll over?
Then again, my thought was that some people have other surfaces in their bedroom. You clearly neither of you
Jesus
do.
Right. Christ, man, Hayes is your guest.
Our get up on this is kind of for everybody. Mm-hmm. We want everyone to be able to participate in the things that we're
devious
talking
maids
about.
Even and
if
typing
they haven't
with
seen
finger,
devious
yes.
maids,
or
yeah.
typing with one finger.
Yeah. Sure, yeah. Yeah, it's sort of more inclusive.
Okay, all right. Well, I it's not my round. No, that wasn't my round.
Okay.
Now I'd go back to you.
Unfortunately, I think we have to do another episode of Bread Up on this first.
Shit. Mid-bite again.
Informer. You know, sit down to me, snow me, I'm going to play, right?
Yes. How about this? How about this?
That's how I open
I'm singing it. A song, but no one understands.
Hey. So welcome to Bread Up on this.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. His does seem calmer than ours. Much calmer.
It's quiet confidence of a Brett thing.
Yeah, we don't understand it. We're literally doing Captain Albano.
Millions try and zero get it.
Well, not zero. There are other Bretts who get
it.
Brett Butler gets it. Oh, the baseball player, but not Grace. Well, no, does Grace Under Fire get it? Oh, you said something misogynistic.
He said he didn't know what her thing was. Yeah, and said, I said it's...
Wait, what?
Well, no, I said her thing was sexual harassment.
Because she was sued on her sitcom.
A lot.
Yeah.
She... Yeah.
You guys are going to get
a
call.
Is it misogynist to sue someone?
Is that the Brett thing?
Sexual harassment?
I don't know. I mean, it's like...
It doesn't seem far off from what I've seen...
What a piece of shit shirt. The thing is that they don't understand sexual harassment.
Yeah, man.
I've barely begun selling you on this shirt yet.
Oh, both your Get Up Ons is the shirt?
It's on the shirt again?
Well, what's it supposed to be on?
You would have another thing.
Yeah, like different
another
stuff.
Brett thing?
No, because we wouldn't understand it. We're talking about you would have another thing that's like another item.
But
to
it's
get, us
get
up on.
Brett up on. On this.
It's Bread Up on this.
Bread Up on this, yeah.
It's not Get Bread Up on this. That would be...
shit show.
Can you guys do that?
We would get you up on something?
We do an episode of Get Bread Up on this?
Yeah.
Get Bread Up on this.
I guess. What do you want to get up
on? What do you want to know about?
I mean, based on what your thing is, it seems like you getting up on something is like... potentially sexually harassing somebody.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, litigation?
You get up on people.
Like how to get away with it? I don't want to help you with that.
I don't either. I feel like this is being recorded.
And this is, again, where I wish we had Cody, because I would just get Cody up on, like, body wash.
Oh, yeah. He says he washes his eyes, but not the rest.
Oh, God.
That explains so much. He blinks so much.
He has, like, weirdly exfoliated eyes.
He just rubs soap into his eyes, and he thinks that's a shower.
It's not a shower.
Yeah, so brutal. Cody's not up on this.
Yeah, I know what to get him up on, but you, it seems like you just want to get up on like how to successfully sexually harass someone get like sued.
I mean, honestly, you saying get up on this to a woman
is sexual harassment.
Sexual harassment.
Yeah.
But she's on the show.
It's still questionable.
Yeah.
Like the way, remember when Desperate Housewives had a thing where... like the dude slapped her, but then he said it was part of the process of but he still got sued.
Mark Cherry. Yeah. Look how up Mark on Cherry. This you got.
That's right. Yeah. I watched all his shows when you told me to get up on Devious Maids. And then I got up on his sexual harassment case.
Mm-hmm. So you can't have a woman on your show or else you're harassing her.
Well, I have to have her sign a waiver at the top.
What's a waiver? Get me up on that.
Well, it's a legal paper that she signs that acknowledges that I'm going to say something that's sexually harassing.
Okay. Kevin's here.
Kevin's here.
I think Kevin wants to do an episode of Kev Up in This.
Kev Up in This. Kev is up in this piece. He's taking photos, and he wanted to do a quick episode. So,
okay, sit
Kev, down. I mean, what? Yeah, do you want this?
You can use that one.
He can use that one.
So what are you digging lately?
Like, what are you into?
Yeah, what's popping off?
Atlanta on FX.
So that you'll get up on. We didn't do it, but I could see how that would be someone's get up on.
It's like
everyone knows about this.
Episode 4. Yeah, I think we're on 4. It's
like
fourth week.
Everybody knows about this show.
Yeah.
Breakfast burritos.
Are you listening to the whole show somewhere?
Like, where are you? Are you getting a live feed?
Is there? Yeah.
Not you guys talk about that. Well, he's eating one, so it technically is probably on your mind.
Well, I brought
this is
it.
A breakfast burrito, right?
Yeah, it's a little different.
Oh. There's like an
you brought me a breakfast burrito, right?
Try again, Kevin.
If you say Osmosis Jones, I swear you're listening.
Yeah, that's going to be very suspicious.
I don't believe you.
Kevlar up in this?
What is that?
Body armor?
Does our show have to rhyme with our name?
No.
Your show is called Kev Up in This.
Okay.
In this.
Because your name is Kevin.
Okay.
So what would you get people up on? Like, what do you want people to, like, is there something that you're into that you think more people should be into?
Kevlar.
Sure.
Kevlar. Get that.
Can it be vague? Like, be positive.
No. Like, that, oh. So you're telling people to you're getting people up on.
Yes, it can.
Oh, well, that's your.
Yes, it can.
It's your show.
It can't be that. Like, but it can be vague.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can be vague, like, get positive. It can't be, like,
get
be
positive.
Yeah.
Okay. How about, like, high fives?
Get like, people up on high fives?
Yeah. Like a positive action. It's a little more specific.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kevin, are
you
like...
It feels like an excuse to touch.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we're back to the sexual...
Yeah. Are you medicated in some way, Kevin?
No.
Oh. Have you considered it?
Can we get you up on medication?
Yeah. Can we get you up on some sort of...
Can we get you up on Ativan?
Mm-hmm.
Or like a...
A doctor handing you a prescription saying, I think you should get up on this...
What if
that's a good card? Like, that's a good greeting card.
Get up,
just get up on this. Have greeting cards.
We have not merged out that.
No. Oh wow.
Oh man. That sucks.
Get up on this soon or whatever instead of get well soon.
Right. Right. I don't know.
It'd be good.
I don't know if that's gonna go in the Brett store.
So hey, yo, get up on this, everybody! It's time. We got it.
That was just the right amount
in a really sweet spot, and then we're gonna immediately bail on that kind of accent, and I'm gonna be getting
You only do it for the top, and I'm still a little taken back by the fact that you think we start every get up on with hey yo like a I don't even it's a taxi driver who's pulled over and asking if Ooh. You need a ride is what it sounds like.
Oh, please don't say taxi driver.
I meant the film.
Well, I mean,
I meant Robert De Niro, and he's had enough.
Italian.
He can't
stuff.
Take it anymore. It's still more Italian. Yeah.
Yeah, and also it's like, can we get you up on Uber taxis? Who's doing that anymore? But I'd like to get you up on the Swiffer wet jet. It's a great way to clean your floor. It's inexpensive, right. And you the can Brett get jet. The corners.
The Swiffer Brett jet. Brett jet.
Yeah, the Swiffer Brett jet.
We forgot to close out Brett up.
We got a Swiffer wet Brett.
Do you, what about Roomba? Do you believe in the Roomba?
Okay, yes, I got the Roomba.
It's not wet enough.
Yes, I got the Roomba 610.
You do have that. But you also Swiffer Jet.
Yeah.
No, I just do the Roomba.
So again,
our show's mean.
I'm trying to understand. You got people up on something you don't do again. Like, you never watch Devious Maids. You got people up on that. And then now you got people.
No, dude, I was fucking roasting you.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going like, no, I just do the Roomba. Like, please,
oh, you were fucking
picture me doing just the Roomba.
Right. Yeah. So you're saying
my house is a mess.
Oh my god.
Sometimes
you thought he was serious.
Oh my god, that's so embarrassing. Oh, sweetie.
Sometimes
really cute. Actually, that's so cute.
No, it is.
Sometimes
it's
I don't catch
really
the roast.
Cute.
No, sometimes I don't catch the roast, and that was why hearing my name on your thing was such a thing I had to call about, because I didn't understand if it was a roast or if it was a real. Genuine...
I can't always understand the people's inflection because
no.
I'm actually.
Well, clearly,
a little bit
you're
on
saying,
the
"Hey, yo, yeah." Is this a get on Wardell?
Yeah.
Okay. Because next week is his week.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
But sorry, we didn't close out Brett up on this. Brett,
yeah.
The Swiffer wet Brett, anything there? Does that tie into your sex stuff you want to talk about?
The Swiffer wet Brett is, it attaches to the Roomba.
Oh, that's
okay.
So you can like push it around.
But that takes away the concept of the Roomba.
Why?
Because now I physically have to move it. The Roomba is important because it does it on its own.
Boo.
Are you booing me or him?
What? It's like this part of Brett up on this that I understand is he gets booed.
Right.
That's the thing
that
I do
handle
connect.
The hecklers.
He gets booed off his own podcast every episode.
Which, after hearing your version of this show, I might start to get the same thing.
It is an unfortunate thing that fans might somehow manage to boo you off your own show.
I would hear it all the way at my house.
Every time.
Right.
Yeah.
So is that episode closed out, and are we doing more Get Up On These?
Well, you did Swiffer Jet.
Oh, yeah.
And then now we would move on.
Can I just ask if any of you guys have never said whether you brought up on any of my stuff?
Oh, well, okay. I don't want to officially get up on sexual harassment, which seems like it was your main message.
Well,
What? You have to give me a reason. You can't just say you don't.
Why I don't like sexual harassment?
Yeah.
I think it puts us in a predicament legally, and I also think that it's a rude thing to do. It's not a Brett thing to do. You know, like, we understand this part.
It's not a Brett thing to do. You said it's on mic, you saying that.
Correct.
So legally,
you're infringing on my episode time.
It's his turn. It's his turn.
Hey, yo!
I still don't get it, but I'm down.
Y'all guys gotta get it up on a little this today, okay?
A little longer.
Mm-hmm. Using a urinal, holding your shirt tucked under your chin.
I'm way into that.
It's easier.
Can you explain it more, please? Because even the way you're saying it, I'm not understanding. So you're at a urinal.
Yes.
Dick out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Shirt now. Explain it.
Your shirt.
You don't want your shirt.
Your shirt is your t-shirt is too long.
Come on, man.
You're wearing one of those like Justin Bieber nightgown shirts, like the ones that go down to your knees. Or you're just wearing a normal shirt.
It's wider than those.
Mm-hmm.
Still doing the voice.
And you need both hands to control. Where does your shirt go? Tuck it up under your chin.
You have a lot of get-up-ons about what to do with your hands. Bruv. What's that?
Come on, bruv. So what I would say about this get-up-on this is, what if my neck starts to hurt because I'm taking a real long one?
A real long pee.
Yeah, I gotta really get my chin down there and really crook my neck.
Wait,
down.
Can I ask? So you're pulling from the middle,
from the bottom,
from the bottom. So your whole from the belly.
Bottom, now we here.
Yeah. So from the bottom,
the whole belly is showing.
By yes, and my pants are all the way down.
That voice is clearly a get up on this, and I understand why you keep doing it.
Come on, bruh,
brava.
Hi, bruv.
So
again, you get up on. Mm-hmm. Typing with one finger.
Typing with one finger is easier.
Holding all of your shirt from the bottom under your neck while urinating it, like peeing, mm-hmm. so that your shirt doesn't get wet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you on both. That's the problem about coming here and doing the show is that
we're really getting you up on some good stuff.
It makes me face my own mortality of it, like of a podcast.
Oh yeah, because you can see ours is ending soon. I mean, I want you to get us up on this, but I do want to leave time for us to talk about our Mount Rap more.
Ooh.
Yes, we do have to
establish our Mount Rap more.
Okay. At the end of every show.
Yeah.
Every show you do.
Every time we have a guest on,
that's
yes.
That's weird because I've listened a bunch to you guys. I've never heard Mount Rap more.
We
before.
Often don't leave time for
yeah.
it.
But you you do it, but you don't put it on. You
we
don't
always
record.
Do. Yeah. I'm always talking about who's on my Mount Rap more.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But why don't you get us up on something? Is there another app that Hayes can't use or that, makes me change my whole night routine?
I think a good get up on, I would like to do a music one if it's possible.
Okay.
There's a rap group out of Los Angeles. Not a lot of people know that they exist. They're sort of like a SoundCloud group and they're from Los Angeles and they're called Villain Park and they're young kids. They're like 19 years old and they sound like a new rap group, things that are popular now on the radio and such. But they have like a tinge to it that sounds like a 90s Far Side or like a Souls of Mischief.
When we were just having fun.
When we were just having a good time in rap. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so Villain Park is a group. You could Google it and then their SoundCloud comes up and you can listen to it. And they have a EP called Same Old Shit. And it's very good. That would be my get up on.
Okay.
Same Old Shit.
Same Old Shit. O-L-E.
Same Old Shit.
Yeah. And it's an EP. It's like six songs and you could just, it's just free. And it you listen. It's great. It's a great, it's if you like traditional old school hip hop, that's what you would listen to.
Okay.
How do you do music?
How do I do music?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Meaning listen to it?
How
do you make music?
So let's say I wanted to start.
Yeah.
Making music.
Well, no. Making music come into my ears.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I want to hear a SoundCloud group.
Well, like a group that it's they
like release. A sound song, like a sound yes. version of
yes.
a song.
Yes, yes, no. yes, 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 well, yes.
There's a website called SoundCloud, and people when they don't have like a distribution,
and that's music.
It's in the cloud.
Well, they put music in the SoundCloud. Yeah, on the SoundCloud site.
No one understands a cloud, honey.
Right. Is that that's that movie?
Sex tape.
Right. Right. Do you get?
But
people?
This is not like movies. It's like that, but it's like
it's just a song. It's just a. It's like a rhythmic. It has lyrics and singing or rapping in this case. Right. Yeah.
Okay. And what do I do next?
Well, you would you'd listen to it with your ears. You would you would listen to the song in your car.
Is my dad pissed off?
Because you're listening to it?
Yeah.
Too loud?
He's gonna hear it. What are they saying in the song?
Those songs are about, you know, growing up in LA and hanging out with your friends. And
you're not gonna like that.
Your dad. But I got a problem with this is Villain Park. Yeah.
What is
this? This that's playing right now that you're hearing that's not my voice, the thing below it, is a song by the band Villain Park. The group I got you up on is my second pick.
Okay, I feel like you are imagining something. I don't hear anything.
Oh, well, I should explain something about Haze right now.
I think I need something. I think I need a little background on Haze.
Haze has a brain disease where there are sort of... If you picture the brain like a railroad track...
Okay.
There's only room for one train on Haze's.
There's only room for one train up on this?
Yes.
Okay.
Up on this brain.
My
boy is
trying to say is my brain is flat and long.
Like your shirt?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Okay. And he's very smart because it actually extends all the way down from not just his head, but into...
Lots of people have brain just in their head.
Yeah, but his is going...
all the way through your body.
Mm-hmm. Well, not all the way, but down at least to the butt area.
Whoa.
And
how does that block music?
Well, it's just not... He's able to accept music, but it's at the expense of everything else.
Oh.
And so as sort of a self-protection, if music is playing and he's like around people and he doesn't want to sort of like just like slam himself into a wall, what he has to do is just not accept the music.
Or sometimes it'll happen a lot later. It takes a little while sometimes for the music to travel.
So like
from my butt to my
brain. In an hour, you might be home using your Swiffer SwiftJet, and you're just you're in your house cleaning, and then you go, "I like Villain Park," because you just
heard it. Upside down, then sometimes that'll help it.
Ooh, Stranger Things.
Speed through
Stranger Things.
We already got upside up
down.
On that.
The upside down.
Brandon's episode. Brandon did that. All right.
Yeah, because being in the upside down.
So what you're saying is, I found another. This is what you're saying. I got you up on another thing that technically you can't do.
Well, Haze will not be able to do it now. He might hear it later, and then he might tell us what he thinks about it. I, for my part... Well,
I guess I'm using my phone to do this other thing. Like, does it have to be sleep say? Well,
it would be two separate times. You don't have
how am I going to tell you if I'm using this app?
With the sleep talk? You don't have to let me know. I mean, you don't have to let me know.
So is Villain Park on your Mount Rapmore?
They're not on my Mount Rapmore.
Okay, though. Yeah, but you want me to get up on it, but they're not on Mount Rapmore.
Well, who's on? Like, do we want to get on this now?
Well, so my Mount Rapmore.
Technically, again, I just want to state that you both had better get up on than me.
Oh, wow. Well, that's really nice. Am I supposed to say it back now?
No, you don't have
Mine
to.
Mine was
it's
so
fine.
Good.
No, stay where we are.
Like
it's
what
fine.
We're gonna, okay.
It's fine.
So first for me on Mount Rapmore, I would have to put Comedy Bang Bang.
Wait, hold on.
What?
Comedy Bang Bang is
then,
rap.
Then I'm having a bit of a confusion as to what Mount Rapmore is, because I assumed you would, you know, the tech, like, oh, Nas or, you know, Biggie, but you said Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a
and
rap.
The show.
And the show.
And the show.
And the TV show are both on the Mount Rap. But one, that's one of your Mount Rapmores, the show and the podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then one A and one.
I'm slightly excited to hear what else is on
it's
your
the Mount. Logo. It's the funny chattering teeth. So
not Aukerman's face.
No, it's, no. It's the pocket, not Scott.
Right.
Please.
It's the podcast and the show.
Okay. What else is on your Mount Rapmore?
I'm going all. Yeah. You want me to run through all of them?
Yeah.
All four.
Okay. Probably Devious Maids.
Again, not a rapper, but I.
The attitude, the swagger of Devious Maids
you
really
haven't
is
seen
sort
it.
Of like a hip hop kind of. Renegade style that connects with me.
Mm. And now two more rappers.
Two more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Engineer Brett.
Wait, who?
Engineer Brett.
Oh, Engineer Brett. I thought you said an edgier brat. Like you meant like the rapper, the brat, which would have been more in
that
tune.
Would be that? An example of a rap that of you basically just did.
A rapper. Mm-hmm. Edgier brat.
Engineer Brett.
Edgier brat.
Edgier brat.
Right.
I love it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And your last member?
And my last rapper, I guess, would be just like a glass of ice water.
Because how are you going to do it without?
Well, you're going to run
mouth
out
is
of...
is all dry.
Yeah.
How are you going to do rap? Although the other picks are Comedy Bang Bang, Devious Maids, Engineer Brett, Edgier Brat, and now...
Good luck rapping without a nice big swig of water, because you're going to sound all dry on the mic.
Yeah.
Oof. Okay.
My Mount Ratmore is candy...
Wait, that is very broad. Yeah, very
the Beatles.
Broad. Wait, hold on. What do we see for candy?
I don't know. What kind of candy do you?
Yeah. Like Junior Mints?
Yeah,
like,
candy wrapper. That's funny.
Okay.
Oh, that's that fucking
good
cool.
Job. Yeah. That's a Brett thing.
Brett up on that.
That's a Brett thing.
Mm-hmm. That was a Brett thing.
Brett, you're starting to get really good.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. I think something about Earwolf, a lot of people are telling me, like, I'm really starting to get
good. Just through osmosis.
How long have you been working here?
Like 4 years.
It's about the time.
Anyway, candy, yeah. The Beatles.
Which Beatle?
Just hiking and being outside.
I'm trying to imagine this Rushmore. A Junior Mints, which Beatle, or any Beatle?
The Beatles.
All of them as one head?
I guess it would be Brett wearing his Beatles t-shirt.
Yeah.
So technically, he wound up on both.
This is one of the rules.
There's a lot of overlap.
This is one of the rules of Mount Ratmore.
Okay.
This Engineer Brett has to be represented in one way. So it's Engineer Brett's. So I guess the first one is like a bag of that you assume has candy inside.
Right. You have to guess.
The second one is Brett's torso.
Just his torso.
Yeah.
Okay.
The third one is like the outside. It's like a landscape. Okay. Up there.
Hard to imagine.
And the fourth one is Spontaneous Nation.
Another podcast.
Brett, were you the engineer for the episode of Get Up On This with Pete Davidson where it was skipping a lot? Did you do that?
How did you know that?
Come on, man.
All right. That is, by the way, that like triggered a real OCD in me. Not a joke. So I will come out of this to just tell you that that was a real tough moment for me.
Did you Brett up all over that podcast?
Yeah. Were you Brett up on that?
Technically, I do the show from my house. I don't do it here.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
So I did so not it was that one up.
Some sort of digital mistake that you've now triggered my OCD with. But
well,
I'll
I'm
be
sorry
fine.
To no,
I'll be
you.
Fine. I'll be fine. I'll be fine. Do you want to hear my Mount Ratmore?
Well, yeah, please.
I mean, yes. Maybe you and Engineer Brett can alter. Oh. What's your first?
Well, let's do Brett.
What's your first Mount Rat?
I'm a huge Jay-Z fan. I think he's probably the greatest rapper of all time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Best
Jay-Z
one,
Penny.
Huh?
And then now Brett's
now
turn.
Brett. Your Mount
you
Ratmore.
Did four?
I have not done
no,
four.
We're no, going, you guys are alternating.
They've made a rule that I clearly don't understand. They did all four each.
This is how we do it.
Right. Now
this
we
is how
now,
the show works.
Now we go back and forth. So
we've
now it's
always
your,
done it this way, bro.
Right. It's okay. Your turn.
I like traveling.
Okay. That's really good.
Traveling is on your Mount Ratmore.
Okay, so Brett's kind of winning.
All right. My second one, I think I said him before. I think Nas should be on my Mount Ratmore. Nas, Jay-Z, and Nas so far, two classic rappers. Your turn.
Okay, Nas and X.
Yeah. So this is what we do: is you say your rapper,
and then you make
a word.
We sort of play off it with like a different thing,
Ackerman style. We take the word, we make it a different word,
like Kevlar did earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Yeah. Well, and he's been around.
You a lot,
and this
right.
is all sort of to give Brett time.
Keanu Reeves, like his beard, it's cool. Like it has like a weird,
interesting
notches in it.
So it's Keanu or it's his beard?
It's his beard.
Keanu's beard.
Okay. Close one, but he pulled it out.
My third, again, I'm confused as to why his are good and mine are bad, but the third one for me is Ice Cube. I think Ice Cube has had quite a career. And
he took Ice Cube. It's in his water.
Right. Was it Ice Cube the rapper in the water?
No, it was ice water. It was a glass of ice water.
Dude, he didn't say cubes, Brett. That's not a...
It's going to confuse people.
Yeah. So that's not
people
a...
People are paying thing. Admission for this thing. I mean...
Like, for Mount Ratmore?
Yes.
Oh. It's your turn.
Oh, I thought that was invalid.
No, I say Ice Cube. That's three. No, Ice Cube's not invalid. I did the rapper. He did ice water.
So then we got to say like all gleaming, right, so gleaming like the Ice Cube
ice.
Or something.
Right.
Do I do an ice one. Thing? Ice tea?
Ice-T the rapper, Ice-T, Ice-T?
Ice, there's like an Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Palmer just died.
He did just die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get up on that.
Were you pissed? Get up on this guy's death.
That seems mean.
Well, but people have to know about it. I think it's meaner to ignore it.
Yeah, it is.
And mean. Imagine you die and nobody gets up on it. That's tragic.
The end of our show is me listing off everyone who's passed away that week, and then it skips a bunch, which I will not stop thinking about. Okay, my fourth. So I have Ice Cube, Jay-Z, Nas.
Brett has traveling,
right?
Keanu Reeves beard. And
Arnold Palmer.
The drink, not the dead guy.
Yeah.
Right. It's Ice-T drinking an Arnold Palmer.
Oh, Ice-T, you like that commercial?
Yeah.
Wait, there's a commercial where Ice-T drinks Arnold Palmer?
It's kids at a lemonade stand. People keep walking by and saying to the kids, is that Ice-T? And they go like, no, it's lemonade. No, it's lemonade. And then the third time you pan out to see that Ice-T sitting right behind the lemonade stand. And he goes, no, it's lemonade.
Which is the same accent you do get up on this with.
Yeah, just the slightest. Susan.
I do like that. It's not racist, the voice you do. It's clearly not.
I mean, it might be. Mm. I'm likely to learn later that I've been very racist on this show.
And someone will call you and let you know.
Please.
Right.
If I had been doing a podcast 10 years ago and I was listening to it now, I go, wow, I was really racist on that one, but I'm not anymore. And then I'd do what I'm doing now. And then 10 years from now, I'll go like, wow, I was really racist back then. And I'll be doing stuff I don't think is racist in 10 years. And then I'll find out 10 years after that was me being racist.
Like Howard
and
Stern.
And I'm trying. Yeah. I am trying, Jetson. Right. I want to be good. But I don't know. I don't know because I think that I should be doing at least the slightest hint of talking differently than myself when I'm saying what Ice-T said, but maybe that's racist.
Right.
And yeah, maybe it's like Howard Stern. Why? Did he just admit that his shit was bad?
Sort of. He used to say, you know, the retard, or he would say homophobic things, and now he doesn't. You know, 10 years later, he's like, I feel bad I said those things.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. And he said, yeah.
And he's older than me.
Yeah.
One more rap.
Final Mount Rapmore. So I have Ice Cube, I have Nas, I have Jay-Z. My fourth will be, I'll put the late Notorious Big. Biggie Smalls.
Okay.
The fourth.
Okay. B.I.G. Hayes, you want to do something with that?
Big Lots? You guys have to. Okay.
All right. Well, that was my final.
Bro's got to
do mine. Mine final is You Wouldn't Understand.
The shirt? You're saying we wouldn't understand your fourth pick, or are you saying the fourth pick is your shirt?
Oh, good question.
It's a mangled callback, basically.
The words.
Brett often tries to do is like deliver like the line that we're just
and
like,
the show
boom,
and then
out.
The music hits. Yes. You didn't get it. I also thought you'd go with your sauce for your fourth.
Oh, that's a good one.
Brett, like
BB King's hot licks, so
what you're saying is I did understand in the end.
Brett goes up to the plate, he calls his shot. Like Brett points over the left field wall.
And then bunts.
Like,
and then bunts.
Comes, yeah.
Yeah, and then bunts.
Yeah,
and then calls it a day.
Bunt cake.
With his thing. Bye.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook is brought to you by Wolf Cool Productions, a subsidiary of Calvin and Hobbes. Ow, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.